This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hayabusa. Combat gear created for fighters and fitness practitioners at all levels. Save 10% off with code MAD. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 763.
763!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Groth, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking tonight?
Like juice with a big ice cube.
Just with hinted with a little Canadian smoke?
No. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Canadian smoke for sure. Yeah, so much Canadian smoke, especially before the weekend. It was insanity in Chicago.
Like the first day it hit, it was so brutal. Like I could not breathe outside. I'm like, fuck, we can't be outside today. And even I think, you know, it's been lingering here and there, and today was a little smoky out. Like,
yeah, I feel it. My sinuses are burning. I somehow can't taste things the right way. You know, I think my body feels all crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just swirling, and the amount of toxic shit. Like, you could smell like the toxic stuff the other day. I'm like, fuck, this ain't good for anybody. And like, the guys are working on our street outside. I'm like, fuck, they got to be just dying. They didn't have a choice. They're out there.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, Canada, you fucks. So we have that going on amongst the, you know, 90-plus degree weather.
90-plus degree weather. Oh, I did see the Odyssey though on Thursday, the day it came out. So the Matt Damon, are you thinking about seeing that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. Okay, it was pretty good. My complaints, and I'm gonna sound like an old guy. Number one, where we went, too loud, like ear piercing loud. The dynamics in it is like,
oh, insane. Jesus.
So when there was like chaos, it was like hurting my ears. And I go to concerts and shit and I'm fine.
Yeah.
So number two, the beginning, way confusing. I've read the Odyssey. I'm like, who's who? What's going on? They did a terrible job of getting it rolling and explaining things. But once it got going, the last probably hour and 40 minutes of the movie were good. A lot of like action and crazy
shit. How long is this fucking thing?
2 hours and 50 minutes.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. It's an epic. It's an epic journey. So I think they spend a shitload of money on it. So we'll see. It's what's his nuts? The big fuck. He did
Nolan?
Inception. Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Okay.
Shot in IMAX, apparently. First movie ever to be
shot.
Did
you see it in IMAX?
No, or... I saw it at our place out here called Imagine. So it's a big screen.
Yeah,
which is nice, but I think that screen does better when it's digital high def versus like that kind of shit, because it's just like, I don't know. So
maybe that's why the sound is blowing out.
I don't know, but it was so loud. I was like, even the whole family was like, "Why was that so loud?" I'm like, I don't know, but
it's just not good. At some like, point, there's certain levels of like you need to be at this level, and you go too much. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like.
Yeah, I mean the bass is fine. That won't hurt your ears. It's the fucking trebles. It's like it's like every explosion was like glass, like it loud glass breaking in your yeah, no good. But
yeah, no,
you're not gonna see it. Probably not even a rental for you, I'm thinking. So I don't know if you'll even.
I have other issues with that. I'm not gonna say it, but you could probably figure them out. Certain characters are in that movie that are.
Well, yeah, there's that. That it's a progressive film. I'll say this.
Yeah,
progressive. Right? So.
Well, we don't play that.
But I get it. They got to be like socially relevant, I guess, you know.
Apparently, I guess.
Or you could just tell the fucking story the way it was written. That could be it too.
Well, but that's how we should do every story. And make
I don't
them.
Know.
It's like when you try to play Call of Duty or any of these war games and like you have women in the game. I'm like, fucking no.
Yeah.
Like I've got every nationality, race, color, fucking unicorns. Like, what are we doing? It's a goddamn war game. It's men beating
Fancy
the fuck,
guns.
Killing men. That's how it should be.
Yes. That's war.
That's what it is. That's war. You don't want the women on the front lines.
Yes.
The fuck? They need to be back in the kitchen cooking the meals.
Yes.
Something like that.
I mean, No, I don't,
What?
I'm not agreeing with you. What?
And definitely not on sports broadcasts. What?
Oh boy. Well, speaking of sports broadcasts, did you want to comment real quick on the UFC over the weekend?
This Dreykus du Plessis versus Kamaru Usman.
Yes.
Sure. I'll give Usman credit for being tough as fuck. Because goddamn that guy, he took a beating and kept coming back.
It sure
But
did.
I think you self-diagnosed an eye poke that wasn't an eye poke. Get punched like a thumb to the eye with a closed fist. Take a time out, but I don't know. What else do you have to think about that fight?
I mean, it just like he, I just think DDP seemed calmer than usual. He wasn't so wild and crazy. Like he's using that jab. Like things were working really well. Like in the past, he would just kind of attack kind of wild, So he's looking pretty solid. He was way bigger and stronger than Usman, I thought. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Usman's like 40, isn't he? 39?
Something like
Yeah.
that. He's got
Yeah.
to be way up there, and be surprised if he even fights again,
Yeah.
And then like Du Plessis, I think they're asking him like, "Do you want a rematch with fucking
Strickland?
yeah?" And he's like, "Not yet. Like, let's Strickland have a defense or two,
Yeah.
and he'll come and take his belt back." It's what he claims, but I don't know. These things happen. I don't have anything else for that fight or that
Me neither.
card, but can move right along. Do you want to
Yeah.
talk about this RAF wrestling
Sure.
quickly?
Yeah.
With Ben Askren made a comeback and had a match against Bilal Muhammad, which is crazy because I think about a year ago, I think he died four times
Yeah.
and had to have a double lung transplant and then comes back and trains. And he was on the Juani show and he said he couldn't say this before the match because I obviously didn't want Bilal to know the strategy to beat me, but my legs wouldn't go hard for 6 minutes. So unless I could keep the pace low, be really crafty, or force him into positions where he had to shoot, I knew it was going to be a really tough night. So I don't know if that's just your body is still trying to recover from like such a
For sure.
catastrophic
I
injury.
think he looked like he aged 20 years in his face. I don't.
Yeah, he's ugly
Can we
as
show the
fuck.
video a little bit of it? Or is
You
it?
probably can.
All right, here we go. So, here you guys, Ben's in the blue outfit. He just, this is, I think, a little later in. But he's got like a bald spot. I think that takes a look at him. I think even his body looks different.
Yeah, and I still question like how good can his cardio be, I mean, credit to him for coming back
No,
and going
I'm
out
not
on his
faulting
own
the man. It
terms.
just
It's just
looks like, man, he's just struggling. And I mean, heart of lion, I mean, right? But
fuck yeah.
just hard to watch from where he was. Even when he got KO'd, man, in glorious fashion, at least he looked athletic and was this is, yeah. Maybe it's he had to prove it to himself. I don't know if he'll do it
Yeah,
again or
probably
not.
go out on his own terms and
Yeah.
fucking retire.
Tough as shit. I mean, good
Fuck
God.
yeah.
I wouldn't fucking do that. I'd be like, playing video games and chilling.
No, I'd be like, I gotta fucking still get my shit together. I'm not coming back after 1 year from
Yeah.
dying.
Too crazy.
Yeah, so good on him. Any other matches to talk about there?
Not for me. What
Yeah,
about you?
me neither. What else is happening?
Well, I got another video. I wanted to get your take on this because at first I thought this was AI, but apparently this be real.
Israel.
The first ever robot MMA event. So it's just kind of crazy because I think one of the robots gets decapitated and
Yeah.
keeps on fighting. Like,
The thing I don't know is if they're just autonomous, like they're just doing their own thing. Here, let's get this twat off the screen. I got a clean
sorry.
video
You do.
without him on there.
Whoever this guy
But
is.
yeah, hang on a second as I pull this up. But I want to know is someone controlling them? Because there was a lot of lag, like in the robots
I
where
don't think they are. I think it's an autonomous robot.
they're just doing their own shit.
I think so.
But the way they get up is terrifying. Like as soon as they go down, they just get back up.
Humans can't do that. We don't have that kind of hip strength, you know? It is
No, but
crazy.
I'm thinking, is someone doing like a controller with them?
So there it is. He's
Like an
decapitated.
Xbox.
His freaking head just fell off.
Yeah.
He's still going.
Like, this is crazy.
Hit him with
Get,
your own
yeah.
head.
Hit him with your purse, you
Start beating him
pussy!
with your own head. That would be epic. Your head falls off. You just beat him.
Grab
That's
his
how
dick and twist
tough you are. I don't
it!
think anyone's controlling him. I think this is like,
They gotta be. So was because this
wow.
guy's emoting now. He's just fucking dancing.
Oh,
But they
maybe
get
not.
up quick as fuck.
They
That's
do.
terrifying. Because this is gonna be your next soldier, you know? These are gonna be on the battlefield.
Yeah, but soldiers start to have feelings and then they do things and they
Yeah, and then
get smarter and
they
get
do bad
tired of getting
things.
beaten up all the time and
Yeah, so.
controlled. And then there's a lot of them, just like Elon's going to call back all the Tesla cars one day and mount his army.
That's right. You're gonna run everybody over. Wasn't there a movie like that, Maximum Overdrive, where the fucking vehicles took over?
Maybe. I don't know. I remember the movie. I don't know what it's called. There was a movie.
I believe that. So that was weird. I think Elon said that that shit'll be happening like within a year. You'll probably have like legit robot fights. And I think there was a movie with that too. Maybe
Oh,
with Hugh
the
Jackman.
steel
Yeah, something like
something,
that.
iron steel. I don't know.
Something with
Blue
steel in it
steel,
for sure.
blue steel, blue. I don't know. Something with steel.
Something like gay steel.
Okay,
I don't
maybe
know.
it might not even have steel in it. I'm feeling
No, it has steel in it. I
bad.
remember this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's weird. And it was this Conor McGregor stuff. There's a weird stat about him.
Uh-oh.
So who posted this? So Mike Bond said the day Conor McGregor announced he suffered the same injuries as the first Max Holloway fight on the other knee is the same day he returned from injuries from the first Max Holloway fight 12 years later. So basically, I'll find the other post. I think he blew out his ACL and a meniscus.
Meniscus, yeah.
But is Max Holloway like some kind of fucking witch
I think
practicing
he is. He's putting the
voodoo?
hex on
Because he
people.
blew both his legs out, same exact
Yep.
injuries.
Yep.
That's fucking scary. And then the post from McGregor is ACL, meniscus, blah, blah, blah. Just trying to see. He's hoping to return by next summer. Says I'm walking without a crutch, doing leg extension work already, blah, blah, blah,
Yeah,
blah.
which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. But so he's gonna come back. It's just kind of crazy. I have like four other things related to this.
Okay.
And then you have this pussy Darren Rovell tweets this shit out, which I'll share. He's like, because I guess McGregor said, hey, if you know it's I will have the results of my scan. We already know that. But he was saying the fight should have been ruled a no contest and all bets should be returned. I'm gonna talk about that in a second. But Rovell's saying this is the first time I've ever seen an athlete ask for bets return. The only reason, aside from promotion, that a sports book would go or do this was if it was found that McGregor was compromised before the fight. And if he was, it's kind of on him or the UFC to return the money if they want. Does this motherfucker not know that everybody goes into a fucking fight injured?
He doesn't know.
It's the stupidest shit ever to put out as a tweet when you're going to be like a sports person. Everybody's injured. But thinking about that fight, like, why wasn't that a no contest? Because it technically ended because of an injury, not because of something Max Holloway
That's a
did.
good point. I don't know what the rule is on that. Does it have to be a specific way or at up to a certain point in the fight or?
Well, if it's, I think if it's, if you go, I want to say if you go, if it's a 3-round fight, if you go past the second round or halfway through the second, there's a point where you can go to the scorecards, right?
Yeah.
But if it happens in the first, I don't think you go to scorecards. I think it's just automatically a no contest.
That makes
So it's
sense.
like if it's, it was something funky happens, like why does that result in a TKO win for Holloway? Should technically be a no contest, and then everybody shouldn't have had bets one way or the other.
Yeah, so everyone gets their money back.
Yeah, but I think because 80% of the people bet on McGregor, the sports books made a fuck ton of money. So they're like, well, we're just going to keep all that money. You know?
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's too bad for you.
Shouldn't
Great
gamble if
for
you
us.
can't handle the losses.
Yeah. Well, it's like those times where people win on a slot machine and they're like, oh, you didn't win the $10 million. This was a machine malfunction. We'll give you $20 in a steak dinner. I'm like, no. And they people sue them and the casinos always win. They're like, it was a glitch the software. So
Jeez.
I don't know. It's weird shit. I got one other thing before I throw it back to you. I think this is bullshit, but I'll post it anyway. So Patty, this is alleged. Patty
Okay.
Pimlet is saying he bought the stool
I saw
from
this. I
Ilya
thought this was a
Topuria.
joke. Okay.
Well, the stool looks exactly like the fucking picture. So this picture is 100% AI. Plus, if this was taken out of camp, Patty Pimblett does not look like that in that kind of shape. He'd be fat as fuck right now holding that
Okay.
stool. So 100%, this is the same fucking stool in the same angle. So I don't believe it.
Is. I
But
don't believe
I
it either.
want to believe
It
it
looks
because
fake.
I like that.
But it is funny though.
Yeah, I'll give it that. So what else is happening out there?
Well, there was going to be a grappling match between Fabricio Werdum and Junior Dos Santos, but it looks like that is
Oof.
not going to happen now. It was going to happen in what, like a week or two, August. Sagano said that he is not gonna be doing the thing, and we'll see if Werdum's gonna get a different opponent or not. They have not announced, nor did they announce why Sagano's not going, but
Well, you don't want to grapple with Werdum if you're Santo Santos.
Werdum.
He'll fuck
Yes.
you up.
Especially a juiced up Werdum. He was
He's a psychopath. That
he's
guy.
crazy.
He's trying to fight goddamn Tony Ferguson. Tony Ferguson is saying, I'll fucking ankle pick you. Like, no, don't fucking. And didn't he throw a boomerang at Colby Covington,
He did.
who
Yes.
also fought at RAF? And then I believe he beat Arman Tsarukyan. So.
Yes. That sounds like a
And I
good
think
fight.
Frankie Edgar beat Clay Guida, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
So, got all that shit going on. And then I got a couple interesting face-offs. So, the first one's from BKFC. I'm going to go no volume on these. So,
Okay.
let's share this, turn sound off. A couple interesting ones. It's going to be a little small. But these
That's fair.
guys, they like to go head-to-head. This is what you call being on the juice. Are you a juice? I a juice. They get crazy.
Oh my God.
Just
They're
fucking
gonna
lean into it, man.
save some for fight
Guy's turning purple.
night.
Violet, you're turning violet. So there was one. And then,
Okay.
oh, wait. This one just jump started. This guy's like, hey, I got something for you in this
Gutters.
pocket. No, it's in this pocket. Fuck you. Hey. Little slap to the melon.
That was amazing.
Like, son of a
That might be my
bitch,
favorite one I've
fell for that
seen.
one.
That's epic.
You can't let them get too close. Like,
Oh,
we know this.
boy.
Oh, what else is happening out
All right.
there?
So I think I have like three KO type things and then knowledge left.
Okay,
You
let
have
me
a, you
go
have.
on a. I got like four things. One something, three tweets, and then we'll hit KOs and some
Okay,
knowledge. So.
do it.
This showed up, I guess, apparently on Facebook Marketplace. So you can get a Dustin Poirier statue. It's
$14.
gonna be bad money. Yeah. Get that one. And then let's do some Tweet-a-Weeks. Let's try three of them in a row. One, two, a tree. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? They run those ads anymore? They should. All right. So there's like a diarrhea outbreak recently. So
Oh,
now
yeah.
you can get the fucking Taco Bell Fiesta Strength fucking Scott's toilet paper. Or the US Mint announces a new nickel design for 2027. Yeah. But poor guy. Or the Buffalo Bills new
Oh, they
logo.
should keep that. That's
That's fucking epic,
they'll get
right?
sued for that,
Well,
though.
I know, right? God forbid you share a video. We'll claim all ad money. And right into KOs. What do you got?
All right, here's one. I don't know if it qualifies, but So the big boy action, big boy over number one. Don't worry, you think it's over, but nope. Big boy number two gets up. Looks
Almost
like
looks like Tank Abbott.
he does. He's like, I would like a little more. And then they go at it again.
Oh, just run face first at you
And
with
then something, check this out. Here we go. It's all gonna happen now. And over they go.
Oh, of course. Good camera work there, Feyroot.
Try to keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Here's number two.
Oof.
Oh.
Ow, ow. It's never good when the knees buckle. Wasn't that like Gonzaga on Crow Cop
Yeah,
when
he
his
comes to
foot
though
went
and
up his asshole?
seems fine. He's like, I'm good. I'm good. And then my last KO, I don't know if we saw this. I feel like we did. Maybe we didn't. Oh.
E.
Down he goes. He like missed and then got KO'd in the
Oh, and
process.
then he gets like a little
They
more brain damage.
show all the angles.
Well, I'm
Big.
hungry
One
for
more.
some canvas. If I could get
Doing.
that canvas going in my mouth hole
You
right
get
now.
the idea.
Let's see. I got two. Let's make sure we have no volume here. No sound. There's one.
Oh
Iggy.
wow.
It's like Phantom Strike.
Yeah, he's just like
It's like
one, two, three,
accumulation.
down he goes.
And then, ugh.
Similar.
Yeah. Ugh. Blurf. Blurf. I don't know if we get a replay on that. I don't think we do because that wasn't the best angle, but fucked up, man. People are getting KO'd left and right this week. Takes us right to knowledge. You got.
All right. I mean, keeping in within the theme of the last couple episode or two, I have some more animal fun for you. Here's a rhino, and check out his defense against this little
Totally not AI.
totally not AI. There's some people laughing. I don't
It's
think it's real. Not with the way that cheetah or whatever
not.
flipped, but.
That's AI for you. It's everywhere. So, this is some interesting technique. It's not great, but it's just interesting.
Oh, I am already liking what I'm seeing. Oh boy.
Yeah, it's not great technique.
Be better if she was sharp. I mean,
Yeah, like I prefer crisp strikes.
if this
If
is what
things
you're
are gonna be,
doing,
oh
whoa.
shit,
I did not expect
there'll be a
that.
little bit of editing done.
If this is what you're gonna be doing, I'd rather you just be doing other things. This
Seriously,
doesn't look appealing.
nah, not so much. It's things bouncing around and flapping out, and then apparently Mackenzie Dern's getting a little racy with her pictures,
Oh wow.
and I'm gonna have to heavily blur a bunch of shit now that
I
I'm
mean,
looking
Matt,
in
what are
details.
you doing
I
here?
don't
There's
know.
a theme to these two
Yeah, it's like
videos,
Matt's got to edit a lot of
it
shit at the end
seems.
because he's like, now that I see it a little closer, I
Yeah.
may have miscalculated.
Pulling it from the wrong stash.
Yep, of course. It's always bad,
Oh
but
boy.
that note, let's shut it down. We're going to be gone next week, so we'll be
Yes.
back in two.
Dos.
Something like that.
Cervezas? No, how do you say weeks in Spanish?
Dos
Mañanas?
semanas.
Hermanas, that's it. Okay.
Semanas.
Semanas. What's a
It's a
hermana?
two sister.
Oh, okay. Also
Hermana
good.
is
Equally
sister.
good. Okay.
Semana is week.
Oh, interesting. That's close.
Yes, it
Depending on how
is.
you use that, that could be weird.
It would.
Yeah. You're right. Okay.
Anyways, shut
All
down.
righty. See you in two. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Groth, thanks for playing.